listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 14th day of June. In preparatory tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody to get their Gravity Feed Berkey water filters now. Notice I said water filters, plural. As my friend James Wesley Rawl says, one is none, two is one. So be sure and get your Gravity Feed Berkey water filters now. I do offer them for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the hour we look forward to every week when we talk to my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert about health-related matters. Dr. Wilbert is my personal physician. He's my wife Dr. Moore's personal physician. He has been literally all over the United States teaching doctors how to be doctors, and we're going to discuss health and health-related matters. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, John Moore.
Well, sir, we're finally getting what should be normal spring weather here in our part of the world. Very beautiful, mild temperatures and way too much rain, but that's okay. Well, Doctor, Our discussions go in lots of different directions, and you're meeting people that you would never meet otherwise because of this radio show, and we're getting your information out literally all over the planet. It's an international broadcast, and helping people all over the planet understand what true health is and how to acquire that health and maintain health. Right, sir?
That's absolutely correct, John. I appreciate this platform because truth never changes. However, we have to be observant of what is true. Oh, did I say observant? Yes. Gravity has always existed. So, Isaac Newton did not discover gravity. He just made an observation.
Right.
And based on that observation, he made some determinations, and thus was the thrust of Newtonian physics. Now we've gone further, and we've learn some more things. We can measure some more things. We can document things. We can measure. Did I say measure and document? It's called outcome assessment. So in other words, what is it that you're doing and have been doing, and how's it working for you? Eventually, this country will get to outcome assessment reimbursement. We're heading there. I don't know how soon we'll get there. When we observe what's going on in the medical community today, no one is getting better based on the medicine or the medical protocol. No one. I mean, just there's more people today doing cancer research than there's people with cancer. We know that cancer is merely advanced infection. Everyone alive have cancer cells every day. And so let's talk about word pictures for just a minute. We've heard this many times. A picture is worth 1,000 words. So we forget a picture, we create 1,000 words. At least, I don't know who came up with 1,000, but let's just use that as a number. We've heard that before. A picture is worth 1,000 words. So when you say a word, that creates a picture. So now you have a word picture. Picture's worth 1,000 words. Now you have a word that creates a picture. Now you have a picture that creates 1,000 words. And then a word that creates a picture. You do the math. You got lost in the math. Once you create a word picture in your mind, and that's how your brain developed. See, when we separated from our mothers, we did not have cognitive thinking. We had a brain, but we could not formulate conscious thoughts because our conscious brain had not developed yet. It was there, but it wasn't fully developed. The conscious brain doesn't fully develop until 2 years of age. The smartest human being on the planet is a two-year-old. When they have full cognizant awareness of their mind. See, the brain has the ability to think, but it doesn't get fully developed until 2 years old. And then beyond that, we tend to operate on what we believe to be true. And that's a very powerful formulation and development of human beings. From the moment you separated from your mother, which is incidentally not your birthday, it's your separation day. The moment you separated from your mother, you were fully capable of survival by yourself. Before you separated from your mother was responsible for your survival. Breathing, elimination. So once you separated from your mother, now you have this ability to operate autonomously. In other words, separate from your mother. However, did you know what your hand was? No. Did you know your eyes? No. You went through that learning process. Where's your nose? And you pointed to your eye. Where? No, that's your eye. Where's your nose? Oh, yes, there it is. Where's your ear? Oh, yes, there it is, too. And you learned things. And so we spent our life living what we've learned. But here's the phenomenon, John. Everything you observe from the moment you're able to observe outside your mother, and again, you don't know what these words mean. You don't know what the facial expressions are. You're responding purely to energy. What energy? Well, the energy that makes me feel good or not. Which is better, happy or sad? Sad is bad. So you have two choices, happy or sad. Why do we choose sad? Knowing that sad is bad. Oh, we forgot how bad sad is. In fact, if you knew, and I'm still learning, if you knew the devastating destruction that a less than positive thought created for your physiology, you'd spend the rest of your life learning how not to have a less than positive thought. That's how devastating it is. And you mentioned the weather. I mean, we're having San Diego weather right here in the Midwest. In the middle of June, we're having San Diego weather. And I'm going, yay! The only deal is I've cut my grass more times in the last 6 weeks than I have played golf because of all the rain. And it's been nice and cool and all of that. But I see today is Friday. I didn't play yesterday. I didn't play Wednesday. It rained on Wednesday. I had work to do on Thursday. This is Friday. Maybe I'll get out and enjoy nature today. We'll see. But who's complaining? I'm not. And the plants certainly are not complaining. I have tomatoes already. I will certainly have tomatoes on my tomato plants by the 4th of July because I get them in the ground by the 15th of May, which was Mother's Day. That's the rule. And nature has accommodated us, given us so much rain. The flowers are beautiful. And who's complaining? Humans. Humans are the only creatures that can complain. So, complaining makes you feel good. No, it doesn't. Complaining takes you further away from your intention, which is to solve the issue. I took complaining off my list at least 10 years ago. I don't complain at all. If there's an issue, I focus on the solution, not the problem. If we focus on the problem or the issue, then it tends to distract us. Because we have an emotional component associated with what it is we're trying to accomplish. And that emotional component, most of the time when you're complaining, if not all the time, it is less than positive. And you notice I didn't say negative. The only time I use negative, other than an example, is when I'm doing math. And then I change negative to minus. It's a minus sign, not negative. See, once we've learned something, here's how the human brain operates. Once we've learned something, let's use riding a bike for an example. Let's use walking as an example. We don't have to relearn walking or riding a bike. We've learned it already. So once the brain has learned something and it knows how to function based on what it learned, then it is impossible. Did I say impossible? Yes. It is impossible for the brain to act on the reverse of what it's learned. It's impossible for the brain to act on the opposite of what it had learned. Here's another example. The old typewriters, you know, the ones with the arms, we hit a T and it goes up on the page and the arm imprints a T on the page?
Right.
That's how your brain works. That's how your brain works. You cannot hit an S on the typewriter and get a T on the page. If you hit an S, it's going to be an S. If you hit a T, it's going to be enough. Now, those old typewriters, sometimes the couple of those keys got stuck together and you unstuck them. Well, thoughts don't work that way. Contrary to popular opinion and belief, we only have one thought at a time. they come in rapid succession, but it's only one thought at a time. And so once we've learned how to think, most of us haven't learned how to think. Once we learn how to think, even though we think all the time, oh, what were you just thinking? Oh, nothing. Well, that was a person that wasn't aware of their thinking. That's called random access memory, RAM memory, random memory. So if you're not cognizant of your thinking, if you're not cognizant of what you're thinking, the thought you just had, that means you had a random thought. And in the world of quantum physics, thoughts are things. So you are attracting things randomly. Whoa. Wait, hold on, Doc. What did you just say? If you're not conscious of your thinking, and it's an acquired skill. I call it mental gymnastics. It's an acquired skill to be able to focus on what every thought is and how it makes you feel. So, we have another component to thinking. Feeling. Yes. Now, as an infant, let's say you're 2 or 3 months old. Can you identify those feelings? No, because you don't have the words yet. But you can quantify the feeling based on energy. Ooh, really? What are you talking about? Well, you know how you feel when you hang out with people. Infants do too. All children, all animals, all plants, and most people love me. Because I understand that my purpose now is to be an enhancer to creation. My purpose is to enlighten. My purpose is to develop my skill of enlightenment. Oh, well, how long did it take you to learn that, Doc? Well, I'm still learning.
Right.
Still learning. Because, again, contrary to popular opinion and belief, we can control our emotions if we control our feelings, if we control our thoughts.
Doc, you just remind me of something. I haven't thought about this for years. Shortly after my 18th birthday, I got my first car, a way too powerful, way too fast automobile for an 18-year-old. But right in front of me was the speedometer and the tachometer, and I made a little sign to go between them, one word that I taped on the dashboard between those two instruments, and that one word was think. And it just served as a reminder to me to think and ponder and take a step back whenever something came up to analyze and come to a thoughtful conclusion as to rambling on with no particular destination in mind.
That's so funny, Jack. I had a similar experience. I had a car, I think it was my first and second car, that didn't have a gas gauge. The gas gauge didn't work. And I had to not only write down how much gas I put in, but I had to calculate mileage. And sometimes I was a little uncertain as to how much gas, and I didn't really trust it. So I put more gas in than I needed. Well, that's the same thing that you just shared. If you're thinking about what you're thinking about while you're thinking about it, you can evaluate your thought. Oh, really? So you have this super fast car, and you have to think, because that's why I don't do motorcycles today, because my ability to think would be overridden by my adrenaline production of going so fast, so quick.
They are fun, Doc. I can assure you that. We have a break. We'll be right back. The call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town there. I'm off and gone to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 14th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're going on a cruise. If you want to go, you've got 19 days. That's it, 19 days. Get signed up with our cruise director, Betsy Murphy. All the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, her telephone number, I'll say it twice slowly, 636-530-9502. It's going to be a lot of fun. 636-530-9502. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert, my personal physician. Doc, if somebody wants to get started with you, what's your telephone number? How can people get in touch with you?
My personal cell is 314-495-495-6480. And if I don't answer, that means I'm preoccupied, but I will get back with you as long as the technology is working. And if I don't get back with you, call me again.
Okay.
314-495-6480.
Your website, is it up and running or is it still under repair?
It is under reconstruction.
Okay.
Reconstruction. Well, it's not
repaired. Yeah,
but we should have it done this week. That's my focus, and it's coming along. The technology is one of the things that it changes every day, and I'm getting back into technology. I used to be a tech head, and I'm resisting, but I think I'm going to outsource that.
Well, in your previous life, you were an engineer. Well, electrical, mechanical, what kind of engineer were you, sir?
Electrical
engineer? Okay. Well, our world can't function without electrical engineers. God bless electrical engineers. I don't get it, but I like to make use of their expertise. Well, Doc, these things, on one hand, they're simple, but on the other, I mentioned this the other day. I was talking to Tom Berryhill privately. Most adults in this country cannot tell you the difference between homeopathic medicine and allopathic medicine, and they may not have even heard of allopathic medicine. That's a pretty dismal situation, but that's where we are, aren't we, sir?
You know, John, medicine, as we know it in this country, standard medical protocol, did not come on the forefront until around 1895. But before that, were there people? Before 1895, were there people? Yes, there were people. And so what did people do to stay alive? What did people do to live hundreds of years? And I believe that humans used to live hundreds of years instead of barely 100 today. What did people do before 1895? They ate what they grew. Oh my goodness!
Right. What a unique concept.
it sounds like a novel concept, but it isn't. And so, along comes someone, and I don't know. I'm not that interested in the history of pharmaceuticals or medicine, but I know when medicine started, people were alive and they grew stuff. I remember my grandmother used to go get stuff from the backyard. It didn't taste that good, but it kept everybody well. And so now that we fast forward and the food industry has changed so much, don't get me started on genetically modified stuff. We're not going to go there today, but just realize that organic food, it doesn't matter what the food is, organic food has twice the minerals that conventionally grown food has. Twice the minerals. Why is that important? Because minerals are the raw materials that you use to neutralize the chemistry in your body, neutralize it, to keep it alkaline, to keep your heart happy, to keep you alive. That's what minerals do. If you didn't have minerals, you couldn't use vitamins. In fact, in Europe, you can't get a vitamin prescription unless you went to a physical doctor. You can't just walk into a store like we do here at GNC or Walgreens and buy vitamins and minerals. You can't do that in Europe. You must have a prescription because they value food. In Europe, trans fatty acids have been banned already.
How about that? Doctor, we'll continue after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 14th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm actively recruiting two more people to do marketing for me. These are part-time paid marketing positions to market John Moore for speaking engagements in the United States and Europe and elsewhere. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. And yes, we are going on a Caribbean cruise. You've got 19 days. That's it, 19 days to make your reservations. Contact Betsy Murphy, our cruise director. Her telephone number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. If you're like many Americans suffering from arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an Energy Planner and get past the arthritis pain and get yourself a great night's sleep every night like I do. I sleep as good as a small child every night, by the way, and wake up pain-free like I do every morning with the Energy Cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with them, they vary in price depending on what you want. We got the handy travel size plus twin-size bed, full, queen, king, California king. Everything's right there at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with my personal physician, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you want to contact Dr. Wilbert and get a private consultation, get started on the road to optimal health, give him a call at 314-495-6480. I say again, 314-495-6480. Doctor, you had one of our listeners call you recently and ask if you were going on a cruise, didn't you, sir?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And the more I think about it, the more I'm thinking, I've been to the Caribbean several times, at least in my mind, probably five or six. But what better time would it be to hang out with like-minded individuals in the ocean with, it's just, my imagination is just running away with me right now.
You're right, Doctor. You'd meet people you would never meet otherwise, have conversations that would never take place otherwise, make connections that would never make connections otherwise. That's the nature of these kind of events, Doc.
Mm-hmm. And John, here's what happens. I give a lecture, it only has to be one other person. Well, sometimes I give a lecture to myself, but that's a different story. Another person, that means you have two minds that are energetically linking on a concept, which is a thought or a perception or transmission of thought, but it's not two minds. It is exponential enhancement.
Yes.
Exponential enhancement. And so if we have four people with like minds thinking on like subjects, it's not four people, it's quantum exponential energetic enhancement. And so imagine having, let's just say, 200 people, just as a round number. You could see us from the Hubble telescope from space on that ship.
the energy field. You're talking about seeing the energy field. I understand what you're saying. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's energy. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. Thoughts, and we talked a little bit about it in earlier conversations, that's what makes this so wonderful, is that we can weave back and forth. Thoughts are things. If you don't think they are, have another thunk. We can measure the energy of thinking. There's sophisticated equipment that measures the energy of thinking. And the energy of thinking is either creation enhancement or not. See, in nature, there's no gray area. There's no, well, maybe, no. It is or it isn't. And as a scientist, and all my life, I just didn't know it. As a scientist, I observe the creator's behavior. Now, there's many names for the creator. I happen to believe that this universe and known universe and unknown universe, whatever we see in creation, I happen to believe that it was created. It didn't spontaneously happen.
Agreed, absolutely.
Yes, it was an intentional design. And so with that being in mind, I'm going, wow, where do I fit into this equation? Well, I'm part of creation. Yes, humans are part of creation. I had a discussion the other day. It was quite bizarre. How did humans come to be created? I don't know. But I know that humans did not crawl out the ocean and morph into what we are today.
You're supposed to believe that. You're supposed to believe that, Doc, that one organism can become a different organism, and that's called evolution, which is a flawed theory has no evidence and never will have any evidence, because that can't happen. But you're supposed to believe that, Doctor.
Well, you're supposed to believe that medications help you get well, too.
Exactly.
You're supposed to believe that you're sick. None of that is true. None of that. I happen to have a degree in human biology, a bachelor's degree in human biology, and I know that species begot species, period. Fish can't morph into humans. If so, they would still be doing it. And then the question of evolution has come up in several discussions. I say, well, yes, mankind is still evolving, but our species has been the same. Charles Darwin, on his deathbed, denounced every theory that he purported.
He repudiated the whole thing. You're right. He repudiated the entire Darwinian evolutionary theory before he died. You're absolutely right.
So, you know, we can pay attention to the smoke and the mirrors that they throw up in front of us. However, truth doesn't change. If it was true then, it's true now. We just have to observe on a different level, and that's what's happening in the world today. We are observing with a different lens, with a different microscope. 10 years ago, quantum physics was not such a discussion. Today it is. Today, quantum physics is discussed all the time. And if you want and I've known this guy for a long time. I've seen him in person three times, twice. Once is enough. But he's on the YouTube. His name is Bruce Lipton, like Lipton tea. He's a molecular biologist that has gone from institutional biology to what is true. And he will open up your eyes. He's got a book out, The Biology of Belief. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal researcher. And he tells the truth about what is as opposed to what they're trying to get us to believe. We started a discussion on trans fatty acids. Trans fat. I mean, we all know what it is, but let me explain to you a little bit more about what it is. In nature, molecules exist as pairs. There's a trans molecule and there's a cis, C-I-S, molecule. And when you consume processed food, you change the molecular structure of that food to a trans molecule, which the body doesn't recognize. For instance, if you put anything in a microwave is on an electromagnetic spectrum, and it changes the molecular structure of anything to a trans molecule. A trans molecule, not a cis molecule, but a trans molecule. And so the next time you put something in the microwave, just put your hand in there and see if it's hot. It ain't hot. I mean, it's not hot. It ain't hot. It's not hot. The food is, so what happened? The molecular structure of the food was reorganized, which created heat. And so now you eat this transfigured molecular whatever it is, and your body says, what is this? I have no recognition of what this is. And so it looks at it as garbage.
That's right. And that's one of the reasons we have the health issues we do. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Hello, John. Hello, Doctor. I look forward to Fridays. I enjoy listening to you on Fridays. A couple things, and this was prompted. this isn't the reason for my call, but your last comment prompted it. A while back, you were talking about GMO food, so I want to relate a quick, short story and then get to the reason for my call. Very quick. I have a friend who picked his son up at the preschool on the way home. They were hungry. His son was hungry, and he said, "Dad, he's 4 years old, preschool. I want to go to McDonald's." And he told his son, he said, "Aaron, your mother is making lunch for us right now. We'll eat when we get home." And Aaron had a meltdown and said, "Dad, I don't want real food. I want McDonald's." So out of the mouths of babes, a four-year-old knew McDonald's is not food. Now, here's the reason that I called. We were talking, and I know, Doctor, you choose your words carefully, and I listen carefully, because if you don't hear what's being said, you don't know what's being said. So very quickly, and please don't take this wrong, you were talking about man is still evolving. Now, here's my question, and then I'd like you to, well, I'd like to offer another short question. Are we evolving towards the greater, or are we evolving according to the laws of thermodynamics, entropy? And then I got one other quick comment.
Okay. Well, go ahead with your response, Doctor.
John, are you a scientist or an engineer?
Well, I was actually going to school for engineering, but I fell in love and got married. So I'm neither. I don't have any paper.
So it's obvious to me that you're an information gatherer. But you mentioned a couple of things, and I'll address the first one. Man is evolving not in its physical format, but in consciousness. In consciousness, man has been evolving in consciousness for a couple of few decades now, and we're still there. And then you mentioned entropy as opposed to enthalpy. Ooh. Entropy is the outcome of, or the manifestation of, usage. And the transformation from this high efficiency to whatever efficiency you end up with. And so that's another concept that is not true. It applies to mechanical machines like your car, but it doesn't apply to us as human beings. We can regroup. We can rebuild. We can rejuvenate. We can replace, which is the opposite of entropy. We can get better when we're 100 years old. There are cultures on the planet that you can't even have a say-so in the community until you're 100 years old. Why? Because you know something by then. And so that's the concept that I utilize in my work. Do we continue to go toward enthalpy, or do we enhance entropy, which means that we can recreate? Every cell in the body is capable of rejuvenation. Brain cells included.
Okay, then I would counter that, Doctor, with I'm not doubting that there are certain individuals that have the ability to improve their lives, but if man was really continuously evolving, two things would never happen. We wouldn't be living in a society and in a world where people are doing things that are not only morally reprehensible. It doesn't take a brilliant person to know they're just wrong. They're sick. And if we were really able to constantly improve, like you're suggesting, then, Doctor, you should never die. But at some point, I guarantee you, if the world lasts long enough, you will. So you don't have the ability to constantly improve. You can prolong and preserved to a limited amount. But you haven't conquered death, Doc. And you won't.
No. That is exactly why we are here. That is exactly why.
Well, we can't do that. We can't do that in and of ourselves. If we could, then there's a lot of things that John and I and others know to be true that would have never happened. It wouldn't have been necessary if we could fix the, and with this I'll say sincerely, if we could fix the human condition outside of ourselves or by ourselves.
Hold that thought. We got a last break here. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Moore here on Friday the 14th of June. John, if you're still there, we need to conclude your comments pretty quickly here, sir.
Okay, I'll do that very quickly. Doctor, earlier in the hour, you're talking about, there's many names for God. I will agree there are many gods with many names, but there's only one God that created. I mean, you said you believe that we were created. So there's only one God that created. And that God was had such authority that he made himself a man, laid his life down, and then picked it up again. That's a pretty special God. So there's only one name for God. There's many gods, many names. There's only one. And with that, John, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, John.
I really do.
Bye. Doc, we got about 2 minutes here to wrap up your comments for the week, sir.
I look forward to meeting John on the cruise. I'm reformatting as we speak. You know how your GPS goes rerouting. I'm doing that as we speak.
You and I will talk privately, person to person, about the cruise later today, and I'll give you some details. Right. It'll be helpful.
Awesome. And so here's the deal. Wayne Dyer. Most of us know who Wayne Dyer is. He is. I don't know what his credentials are, but he used to teach principles of love, joy, peace, self-control, faith. And he said, and I heard him say it personally, I've met him personally, if we can teach five-year-olds, every five-year-old on the planet today, if we can teach them to meditate for 20 minutes a day, in 20 years, there would be no war on the planet.
Agreed. Dr. Dyer died 4 years ago in 2015, but an author previously to Dr. Dyer, Joseph Murphy, everybody on the cruise will get a copy of Dr. Murphy's book, The Power of the Subconscious Mind, which is basically parallel to the teaching of Dr. Dyer also. Very, very similar thoughts, very similar ways of achieving these goals.
Truth resonates. Truth is true. It never changes. It reaches the heart. We, as adults, have to pull down the filters and embrace what is true. What is true. See, what appears to be true is not always true. That's called a magician. Smoke, mirrors, and illusions. The illusion is, I am sick. You're not sick, you're surviving. And we are all survivors. We're just learning how to survive.
Doctor, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes. Have a great one, John.
Thank you. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can. Get signed up for our cruise while you can. You never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.